弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们可以一起继续在教会啊，来准备我们自己进入神的安息。
Thank God that we can be gathered here to prepare our heart into the Lord's Sabbath.
现在奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家来查考当神的手架在人的身上这个题目。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin our study of the topic of when the hand of God is upon man.
我们从8月1号开始，我们读经进度读到撒母耳记上。
Starting from August 1st, our Bible study reading is on 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上就进入以色列百姓他们的历史。
And the 1 Samuel goes into the history of the Israelites.
在这卷书里面很清楚的描述撒母耳的一生。
In this book, it clearly depicts the life of Samuel.
从他的出生到他的成长到他的工作，写得很清楚。
From his birth to his growth and his job.
那他被称作最后一位士师。
In that he was the last priest. The last prophet.
Judge.
Or the last judge.
他是先知学校的创办人。
And he started the school of prophet.
就是说，从他开始呢，会训练一些人哦，神的百姓出来做先知。
And from him, he trained a lot of Levites to be priests.
那他当时候也是身兼祭司的职分。
And that at the time, he also took up the role of a priest.
所以撒母耳的一生在撒母耳记上很清楚。
And so his life is clearly written in the book of First Samuel.
那撒母耳记分作上下这卷书应该有部分的内容是撒母耳所做的。
And in First Samuel, it can be split into two parts, and he wrote part of this book.
只是部分他写的，因为他死了之后他就不会写了。
And he only wrote part of this book because he did not write about his death.
后面应该还有其他先知把这个把这一卷书。撒母耳记上把它记得完整。
At the end of the book, there are other prophets who finished the book to complete it.
那除了撒母耳这个人物之外在撒母耳记上也很清楚的描述了扫罗还有大卫这两个人物。
Other than Samuel, in the book of 1 Samuel, there is also David and Saul.
所以我们会看到神的百姓他们怎么样出现一个国王来带领他们征战就好像其他的列邦一样我们有王在带领他们的国家。
So we can see from the book of 1 Samuel how the Israelites starting to lean on this king who will lead them into battles.
那这个出现国王这件事情也是从撒母耳开始。
And it starts from Samuel with the anointment of a king.
就是说撒母耳他作为一位士师，他在审断百姓的工作的时候，最后百姓觉得他们需要一个王带领他们出去征战。
Samuel was a judge, but the people, the Israelites, felt that they need a king.
所以撒母耳他求问神然后他就讲了一篇非常重要的信息给当时的百姓听。他们立王之后会有什么结果
？And so Samuel told the Israelites a story of what would happen if they had a king.
那所以在撒母耳记里面我们会看到以色列选民他们这个国家的演进的历史进程他们是怎么演变的。
And from this book, we can see the Israelites, chosen people of God, how history progressed.
那我们今天晚上呢要从撒母耳记上从第四章一直看到第六章。
And tonight we will be studying 1 Samuel chapter 4 to 6.
这是一段神的约柜流浪到外邦去的历史。
And this is a history of the Ark of God have been captured and went into the land of the Gentiles.
这一段时间一共有七个月的左右，一共有七个月左右。
The duration is 7 months.
那在这七个月当中呢，有很多事情发生。
And in these 7 months, many things happened.
那我们可以看到这个神的手就加在不同的人身上。
Now we can see how the hand of God was upon different men.
他们都有不同的感受。
And they all have different feelings.
但是有一个共同的结果。
But there is a common result.
也就是说，凡尊重神的都会得到神的祝福。
which is all those who fear God will receive His blessings.
那藐视神的啊，最后都遇到灾殃。
And those who despise God will be showered with calamity.
那神所在意的就是他的荣耀。
And what God cares is His glory.
当人会尊重神荣耀的时候
，When a man fear and care about the glory of God,
那这个神的手在人身上就是一种祝福。
Then the hand of God upon man is a blessing.
可是当人啊，他不在意神的名，也不管神的荣耀的时候
，But when man doesn't care about God's name or His glory,
那最后当神的手在他身上，这个就是灾祸，而且是会让人措手不及的灾祸。
And then this hand that's on this man will become not a blessing.
那从第四章开始就说明当时神的选民跟非利士人在征战。
And starting from chapter 4 describe the war, the battle with the Philistines.
当时候的百姓其实已经离神很远了。
At this time, the Israelites are already far away from God.
虽然撒母耳当先知，可是先知只是传讲信息，百姓不听，撒母耳拿他们没办法。
Samuel was a priest, and Samuel prophesied the word of God, but they refused to listen.
那当他们跟非利士人打仗的时候，他们被打败了。
When they were battle with the Philistines, they lost.
所以第四章的第二节就说明他们第一次对战的时候，他们死了四千人。
And from chapter 4, verse 2, that at this battle, they lost 4,000 men.
那当时他们就这个就是觉得很惊讶，竟然打仗打输了。一般来说，他们出去打仗打赢的。
At this time, they were very shocked because they usually win the battles.
因为在耶稣亚那个时代，他们每次打仗都打胜仗。
Because during this time, they usually have victorious battles.
不，就是之前呢。
Before this, they had victorious battles.
那现在他们竟然被打败了。
But now they've lost.
他们想说，一定是神没有跟他们同在的结果。
So they thought that it must be because God is not with them.
所以当时候第四章的第三节，他们就提到一个方法，他们在检讨为什么会被敌人打败。
And so in chapter 4 verse 3, they came up with a reason why they lost the battles.
那他们觉得就是神的约柜没有出去跟他们一起上战场。
And they thought it was because the Ark of God was not with them at the battlefield.
所以他们决定把神的约柜抬出去到战场上。
So they decided to carry the Ark of God onto the battlefield.
那当时候百姓那个神的军队呢，听到约柜来到营中，他们很高兴，欢呼喜乐。
And at this time, when the people heard in the camp heard that the Ark of Covenant is coming, they shouted with joy.
可是同时，这个非利士人这些敌人呢，他们听到这个以色列人在呼喊的声音。
And at the same time, the Philistines heard the noise of the shout.
第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
他们当时候直接的反应就是有神来到他们的营中。
The Philistines realized that God came into this camp.
他们就说：“我们有祸了，向来不曾有这样的事情。”
So they said, "Woe to us, for such a thing has never happened before."
第八节。再讲一次，我们有祸了，谁能救我们脱离这些大能之神的手呢？
Woe to us, who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods?
那从前在旷野用各样灾殃击打埃及人的，就是这些神。
These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness.
你看他这里这些神都用复数的。
And from here, you can see that God is in plural.
那表示说，在非利士人的眼中呢，他们认为神是多数的。
Because in the eyes of the Philistines, they think that there are many gods.
战场有专门管打仗的神。
And that on the battlefield, there is a battle god.
山可能有山的神，海有海的神。
In the mountain, there's mountain god. In the sea, there's a ocean god.
就好像人间的社会，每一个神都有他专管的区域。
Just like in the world, that there are different gods responsible for different things.
所以当时候他们只是知道说以色列神所拜的神是非常有能力的，他们听过这个神曾经做过的事。
So at the time they only heard of this God and they knew that this God was mighty.
所以他们当时候在第九节就说他们要刚强壮胆做大丈夫。
So in verse 9 it says, be strong and conduct yourselves like men.
结果他们就真的勇敢的征战，这一次他们把以色列打败的更多了。
And they truly conduct themselves as men and they have fought and won.
第十节特别说这次以色列人的步兵扑倒了三万。
That this time, there was a field of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers.
而且神的约柜竟然被掳去了。
And the ark of God was captured.
抬约柜的两位祭司同时死了。
And the two priests who carried the ark died.
这个消息传回到以色列的 营地的时候
and this news went back to the camp of Israel.
连老祭司以利都这样子死了
and even the old priest Eli died.
那当以利死的时候
and when Eli died,
他的儿媳妇正要怀孕 正要生孩子
his daughter-in-law was about to give birth.
所以当时候以利的儿媳妇生了一个儿子
and at the time, his daughter-in-law gave birth.
因为在这一天他的公公已经死了
Because on this day, her father-in-law have died.
她的丈夫死了。
Her husband died.
丈夫的兄弟也死了。
Her husband's brother died.
一天，他们家三个男人都死了。
And in one day, three men in their family have
died. 那现在她要生这个儿子。
And now she's about to give birth.
她给他取一个名字叫以加伯。
And she gave this child a name, Ichabod.
就是第21节说的。
In verse 22.
这是这个以利的家庭的悲剧。
And this is the tragedy of the family of Eli.
但是也在说明，也是照着神所预言的实现的神的计划。
And this also is a revelation of the prophecy of God.
也就是说，以加伯的意思就是没有荣耀了。
And his name Ichabod means that there is no glory.
因为神的约柜被掳走了。
Because the ark of God has been captured.
这是不应该发生的事情。
This was something that was not supposed to happen.
神的约柜本来应该留在会幕的。
That the ark of God should remain in the tent.
在至圣所里面。
That in the covenant.
在那个 tabernacle.
In the tabernacle. In the holy of holy.
那在那里，百姓可以进到神面前来求问神，来得到神的恩典。
And at that place, the people could come in front of God to ask for God's blessings. 现在约柜
被掳走之后。
But now the ark of God has been captured.
那他们到会幕去就没有意义了。
And so there is no meaning when they go to the ark.
所以这个时候，你看他说荣耀离开以色列了。
And so the glory has departed from Israel.
是因为神的约柜被掳走了，又因为他的公公和丈夫都死了。
For the ark of God has been captured.
他是多么的伤心呢
？And that she was very sad.
所以他说荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去了。
And so she said that the glory has departed.
那这个就是神当时候对他的百姓所预言的。
And so this was prophesied by God.
早在摩西的时代，摩西就已经跟百姓特别这样子叮咛过。
During the time of Moses, God already reminded the people.
当他们离弃神的时候
，that when they leave God,
神的恩典就离开他们。
Then God's blessing will leave them.
神的荣耀也就不再跟他们同在。
And that God's glory will no longer be with them.
那时候，这个时候的神的百姓甚至比不信的外邦人还惨。
And at this time, the people of God were worse than those non-believers.
所以现在当时候那个连外邦人他们都知道说，这个神的手是很有能力的。
And even the Gentiles know the power and the mightiness of the hand of God.
他们说这个当时候神的手曾经加在埃及人身上，埃及人遭遇大灾殃。
That this hand of God was once upon the Egyptians.Who disasters fell upon?
谁能够救我们脱离这位有能力的神的手呢
？And who can deliver us out of the hand?
他们等的能力。
They heard of this God who was powerful.
是这位神到底是有什么样的标准，是要人怎么做，他们并不晓得。
But they do not know what to do with this God.
那接下去从第五章我们就看到，就是这个就是神的约柜在腓力斯地流荡的经过。
And starting from chapter 5, describes the history of the Ark of God from place to place.
腓力斯人把这个约柜掳来之后，很自然他们就把它放在他们所拜的这个大滚这个偶像的庙里面了。
When they captured the Ark of God, they naturally put it to the place of worship by the house of Dagon.
那这个大滚，他们的所拜的这位神呢，其实他们就认为说。
God of land and fertility.
那这个就是在出埃及里面参孙那个时代。
And this was during the time of Judges.
那参孙也就是被掳到被人家抓去到那个大滚庙的那个庙会里面去去娱乐给大家看的那个偶像。
During that time, Samson was captured and he was put in the temple of Dagon.
那这个就是第十九章的历史。
And this was the history from the book of Judges.
他们这个作为其实就在说明说，他们认为说他们的神 帮助他们打败了以色列人这个敌人。
And this action shows that they believe that their God have delivered them out of the hands of the Israelites.
把这个他们这个神的这个象征物呢，把它掳来放在他们这个神旁边，这个就是一种胜利，也就是荣耀。
They take in the ark and put it next to their God, and it is a symbol of victory and glory.
那时候他们不知道这个约柜到底有多特殊，直到是一个箱子。
And they didn't know how special the ark was. They only knew it was a box.
我们知道约柜上面有基督伯用纯金打造的那个基督伯。
And we know that on the top of the ark there's cherubim which is made with gold.
那个盖子哦是很重的。
And the cap is very heavy.
哦，所以那整个约柜哈、哦、其实是就是一个箱子里面放的神的法版。
And so in the ark is like a box with the tab. The tablet of God inside.
那在这个上面，这个基督伯啊，其实很庄严的。
And the design of the cherubim is very fearful.
他们只是认为说，哎，这个就是他们这个以色列人所拜的神的这个象征物。
And they think that this is merely a representation of the God that they worship.
就把它放在他们的庙里面去。
So they put it inside their temple.
哪里知道，哎，这个一连两次，这个偶像到最后。到第二次呢，这个偶像的头跟手臂。
And the arms of the idol broke.
你看，啊，这个时候呢，你看这个在拜这个啊这个神像的人呢，他们会觉得说，哦，那这样这个门槛呢很神圣，所以不可以去踏，因为那个他们的神的头断在这个门槛上，所以不可以去碰。
And the people who worship these idols think that the threshold is very holy that they cannot touch or.Walk, how foolish man can be.
如果这位神真的有能力的
if this God truly has,
如果就是要倒，也要倒在一个比较安全的地方。
And if they were to fall, they would should fall in a safer place.
竟然还不会分辨，就倒在那个门槛上，当然会断头。
That they fell on the threshold, so their head broke.
所以我们就看到说，其实人当人在拜偶像的时候，真的是脑筋是不会清楚的了。
And so when men worship idols, they cannot think very clearly.
也就是说。你看，从这个动作你就发现，如果人要倒下去，我们都还会选择倒在一个比较安全的地方，不要受伤太严重。
And as men, if we were to fall, we would choose somewhere safer.
所以其实偶像都还不如人呢。
And so the idols is incomparable to men.
可是人却把这个偶像把它当作神在拜，而且拜得这么样的认真。
Yet men have worshipped idols as God.
好了，这件事情还没结束。
Now, it is still not the end of the story.
第五章的第六节。
From chapter 5, verse 6.
这里就特别提到说，神的手就重重的加在亚实图人身上。
Here especially mentioned that the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod.
就败坏于他们，使他们生痔疮。
He ravaged them and struck them with tumor.
那是其实是肿瘤了哈。我们中文把它翻作痔疮哦，其实是我们解释上的问题了。
And in English translation is translated as tumors.
反正就是一个包嘛哈，肿瘤啊。你的肿瘤如果是恶性的就死啊，就没命了。
And tumors can be harmful to the health of.
哦，那时候他说亚实图跟亚实图的事情都是这样子，就是只要约柜所在的这个地方，那里的人就是开始生病。
It happened both in Ashdod and Gath that wherever the Ark of God was, there was illness.
这个事情不是一夜之间发生。
And this did not happen overnight.
而是渐渐的每一个人都生病了。
But it happened gradually that people were sick.
那圣经特别说是神的手重重的交在他们人身上。
And the Bible described as a hand of God upon men.
好了，那时候你看亚实图人就说啊，这样子这个约柜太可怕了，赶快把它送走吧。
And now the people of Ashdod are scared and they want to send the ark of God away.
因为那时候他们说哦，以色列神的约柜不可以留在我们这里，因为他的手重重的加在我们和我们神大衮的身上。
It says, the ark of God of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is harsh toward us and Dagon our God.
好，所以他们都知道说，这个以色列百姓的神呢，都比他们所拜的这个大衮还厉害了。
So they know that the God which the Israelites worship is for them.
他们现在所受到的刑罚就是从这位神来的。
They know that their punishment is from this God.
可是这时候也不会想说，那我应该来拜这个以色列人这位神呢？
But as men during that time, they did not think to worship the real God.
这是一个非常有能力的神。
And that he is a very powerful and mighty God.
当他的手交在人们身上的时候
，that when his hand is upon men,
表示说神生气的。
That means at this time means that God was angry.
这些人就受灾殃。
And these people had filled with a disaster.
可是人却不会生出敬畏的心。
Yet men do not have a fearful heart.
我们就看到说，有时候我们人真的是非常的愚昧。
And so sometimes as men, we are very foolish.
有时候看到这个一个现象的时候，我们都不会去联想到说，哎，那这样子，这个神，我是不是应该敬畏他呢？
When as men we see this phenomenon, yet we would not think to fear this greater God.
去思想反省我们的信仰。
Or to reflect on our faith in our own way.
那这个时候，你看他们不知道怎么办，只知道这个预备很可怕。
And at this time, they do not know other than that it is a very scary thing.
他们去请众首领来商量，说要怎么办。
So they gathered the leaders, the lords of the Philistines.
送到加特城去了。
From Ashdod to Gath.
好，到了这个加特城之后，第九节。
Now at Gath in verse 9.
政治创。
The hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great.
因为他们很害怕。
And again, they wanted to send it away because they're afraid.
所以第十节说要把它送到以格伦去了。
And in verse 10, they sent it to Ekron.
那这个以格伦就第三个城市了，哇，他们就喊起来了。
And Ekron is the third city, and the people cried out.
他说他们将以色列神的约柜运到我们这里来，要害我们和我们的众民呢。
They said they have brought the ark of God of Israel to us to kill us and our people.
哦，他们就赶快哈再去请众首领说，赶快把它送走。
And so again, they gathered and said, "Send away the ark of God."
你们怎么把这个约柜送到我们这里呢
？How can you send it here to us?
哦，愿你们把它送回去原处，把它送回去了。
So send it back to where it's from.
免得害了我们和我们的众民。
So that it does not kill us.
原来神的手又重重攻击那城，城中人因惊慌而死，有因惊慌而死的。
And the destruction fell on the city. The hand of God was very heavy there.
所以有人真的吓死了。
And so some people died of being
听到神的约柜来了，吓死了。
They died because they heard that the ark of God is here.
那没有死的呢，就生病了。
And some of those who did not die died of tumors.
他说是何曾呼号，声音上达于天呢
？And the cry of the city went up to heaven.
所以我们就看到这个以格伦的整个城市都惊慌起来。
So we can see that the city of Ekron was in a very frightful stage.
真的，在从这个圣经的描述看到说。这个约柜所造成的轰动真的是吓死人的。
So from the description of the Bible, we can see what happened when the ark of God fell upon them.
当神的手重加在人的身上的时候
，when the hand of God is upon men,
这些人通通惊慌失措。
These men they were afraid and they didn't know what to do.
你看他们当时呼喊
，so they cried out.
他们生病
，they were sick.
他们甚至死了。
And they even died.
他们都知道这位神是生气的。
And they know that this God is angry.
他们，但是他不知道这位神是谁。
But they do not know of this God.
所以现在呢，你看他们要想尽办法把他送走。
So now they're trying to send it away again.
第六章开始的时候就
starting from chapter 6,
就特别说明这段时间是有七个月的。
That it tells us that this happened for 7 months.
这七个月对他们来说真的是一个大煎熬。
And during these 7 months, it is a great trial for them.
这七个月期间，你看，凡是约柜所在的人，通通都生病，生重病。
And during these 7 months, those people who were with the ark, were fell ill.
我们就看到说，当神的手加在人身上的时候
，So we can see that when the hand of God is upon men,
那这个灾殃就来了。
Then disaster comes.
那现在他们要离开，要脱离这个灾殃，怎么办呢？
And how can they escape from this disaster?
这一次腓力斯人他们不再去问众首领了，问他们没有用。
So this time the Philistines no longer go to the lords of the people.
他们去找了这个祭司，他们外邦的这个祭司跟占卜的来。
Instead, they call for the priests and the diviners.
问他们说要怎么把这个约柜送走
？Saying, "What shall we do with the ark of God?"
送回到以色列人家去了。
Tell us how we should send it to its place back to Israel.
那他们当时候就想到说啊。那如果要把他送回以色列神的这个约柜送回去哦，他说一定要献赔罪的礼物。
And they said that if you wanted to send it away, you must return it with a trespass offering.
哦，然后你们就可以得权利，并知道他的手为何不离开你们。
Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.
那就我们看到说，你看这个神的手加在人身上的时候，表示人事实上是有罪的。
When the hand of God is upon men, men know that they have sinned.
那要解决这个问题，一定要献赎罪祭。
In order to solve this problem, they must give up offering.
所以他们当时候这些祭司占卜的也认为说，就是要跟神赔罪。
that they have to repent to God.
好了，那现在问题是要怎么赔罪啊？有什么方法？
那 how can they repent?
好，他们就说，照非利士人首领的数目，用五个金痔疮，五个金老鼠，因为在你们众人和你们的首领的身上都是一样的灾。
They answered five golden tumors and five golden rats, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines.
那表示这个就是当时候非利士的五个主要城市。
And these are the five major cities of Philistine.
那我们就看到。当时候的这些祭司，甚至他们在众首领，他们都发现，哎，这位以色列的神，就是有这个灾殃的来源呢。
And they, all these priests realized that, the source of the disaster is from this God.
那当他们用他们自己的想法，那应该用这个方式来赔罪，让神怒气消去。
They use their own thinking and think that by doing so, the God will no longer be angry with them.
其实他们当时候已经得到一个结论的。
And at this time, they have already came to a conclusion.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
所以当制造你们痔疮的像和毁卖你们田地老鼠的像，并要归荣耀给以色列神，或者他向你们和你们的神，并你们的田地把手放轻些。
5. Therefore, you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats and ravage the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land.
这里为什么他们会制造这个老鼠的像
？Why did they choose to make the image of rats？
那很有可能他们当时候认为他们这个所受到的灾殃，生了这个灾病啊，跟这个出现很多老鼠有关系。
It is possible that they have thought that this plague came from rats。
因为当时候神的手加在他们身上的时候，他们的田地也受灾殃的。
Because at this time when God's hand was upon them, their crop were not growing.
是因为他们所拜的这个神就是管土地出产的神，他们认为说是管五谷丰收的神。
And the God of Dagon is the God is in charge of land and harvest.
你看，当神发怒的时候，就要让他们了解，其实你们的五谷丰收不是你们所拜这个偶像。
God's anger is upon them, and it is a reminder to them that their God is not the God of harvest.
当神发怒的时候，人真的就是连吃的都没有了。
And when God is angry, there is no food.
所以当时候，他们这些他们的结论就是要把荣耀归给以色列的神。
And they have came to a conclusion, which is to give glory to the God of Israel.
什么时候神的手会加在人的身上降灾祸
？When will the hand of God be upon men.
就是当我们不管神的荣耀的时候。
It is when we do not care about the glory of God.
我们让神的名羞辱的时候。
When we have despised the name of God.
当我们让神生气的时候。
Or when we make him very angry.
那这个当神的手下来的时候。
And when the hand of God come upon us.
其实这个就是神要人醒悟的时候。
It is a time for us to wake up.
神真的是一个慈爱怜悯的神。
And God is a merciful God.
你看，神让这个约柜被掳到非利士第七个月而已。
That he only allowed seven months for the disaster to fall upon the Philistines.
因为约柜所代表就是神的荣耀。
Because the ark of God represents the glory of God.
当神的选民不愿意再遵守神他的命令的时候。
And when God's chosen people refuse to obey.
神就要让百姓真的去经历。当神荣耀离开的时候，他们会有什么下场
？And God allowed them to experience how it is like when the glory of God have left.
但是这样的一个神的这个管教只是暂时，要让他们回头的。
And this chastise from God is temporary. He wants them to return.
神最后就是要让他们明白，百姓是让他们的行为、他们的生活跟神的荣耀有关系的。
And in the end, God wants them to realize that their life.And their lifestyle has to do with the glory of God.
所以当时候，你看这些非利士人的这些祭司们，他们就看到这一点，一定要把这个神的荣耀归给他，不可以抢夺神的荣耀。
So at this time, the Philistines understood, and they realized that they have to return this glory and not steal it.
那当神的手放轻的时候，那我们就没事的了。
And when God press lightly or let go, then we will not be be cursed.
就是说，当神的手轻一点的时候，他们的灾祸就减轻。
So when God put less of it, then the disaster is less.
我们现在看到有一个很重要的提醒，第六节。
And there is a good reminder in verse 6.
第六节他说：“你们为何硬着心像埃及人和法老一样呢？
Why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts?
要让神的手离开，让神的怒气消退，有一个很重要的关键，就是不可硬心。
For God's wrath to go away, a key is to not have a hardened heart.
因为当人硬心的时候，
Because when men harden their hearts,
这个灾祸就会持续。
The disaster continues.
人就是继续受苦。
And men will continue to suffer.
所以你看，连外邦人他们都知道说，对这个神要敬畏，不可以硬心跟他抵挡。
Even the Gentiles know to fear this God and not to have a hardened heart.
应该赶快献上礼物，把这个神又给送回去。
That they must hurry and give up an offering so that the ark will return.
七个月已经够了，可以了。
And that 7 months is enough for them.
赶快送回去吧。
That hurry, they want to hurry and return.
现在这腓力斯人呢，就造了一辆新车。
And so now the Philistines they have made a new cart.
把这个两只母牛套在这个车上。
Take 2 male cows onto this.Onto this cart.
特别让这个牛犊离开这个，就是母牛 生小牛的时候，其实是离不开母小牛的。
And when the milk cows give birth to calves, they don't separate.
可是他们特别用这个方式来证明说，如果是神的，这个就是神要他们做的事，一定会让这个牛一直往前直行到以色列地区。
But because this is the will of God, it is to show that.These cows will continue to go forth to towards the road.
这个所谓他们腓力斯人的祭司呢，他们其实对神的作为还不是非常肯定的。
And the priests of the Philistines at this time, they still do not recognize or truly believe the work of God.
他们当时还认为说，这位神也许是跟他们所拜的神差不多吧。
And they think that perhaps this God is about the same as their God.
可是这些众首领他们已经很肯定的说。是因为神的手加在我们身上，就必然是这个结果，是神生气的。
And the priests they know that they
不是是首领。
The leaders of the people know that this happened because God was angry.
但是这些祭司说，说不定不是神生气啊。
But the priests are saying perhaps it is not so.
也许只是刚好偶然吧，巧合。
Perhaps it is a coincidence.
但他们用这个方式去试验，到底是不是真的巧合。
And they're using this method to see if it is a coincidence.
结果真的，你看这个牛直行大道，走到那个伯斯麦这个田地去。
And so truly, the cows they went forth, to the land of Beth Shemesh.
到那个伯斯麦伯斯麦的耶稣亚的田间的那块磐石站住了。
And they went forth, to the border of Beth Shemesh.
那在这个地方，他们就看到原来这真的是这位神的作为。
And at this time, they see it is a work of God.
所以当时候，这些腓力斯人的首领，他们就跟着这个牛、这个车子看到底怎么一回事。
And so the lords of the Philistines went after the cows.
第十六节特别说。
And especially mentioned in verse 16.
腓力斯人的首领看见了怎么这整个过程，他们就回。以格伦去了。
When the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day.
那现在这个约柜送走，他们就平安了。
And now after the ark is sent away, they have received peace.
可是他们也因为这样没有机会再去看到神更多的作为。
But because of this, they have not seen more the wonders of God.
他们看到了这位神是会生气，是可畏的。
And so they can see that this angry God is a fearful God.
但是这些人他们并不会想要来敬拜这位神。
And yet these people do not want to worship this God.
还是过他们自己的日子。
They choose to continue to live their lives.
我们就看到说，其实很多人是把神的作为当作新闻看一看而已。
So we can see that a lot of people are bystanders and see the wonders of God.
不会想到说这位神跟我的生命有什么联系。
They do not see a connection between these miracles and signs to their lives.
所以我们。如果看新约圣经，其实也是同样的例子。
And if we look into the New Testament, it is a very similar history.
这说明我们人的心。
And so this shows that the heart of man.
有时候，即使我们看出，这个是神的作为。
Even though when we see it is the miracles of God.
但是我们并不会想要去拜他，拜这位神。
But we may not want to worship this God.
也就是说，我们人不会想要改变。
And it is that as men, we do not like to change.
那个《使徒行传》第十七章。
In Acts chapter 17,
当主耶稣的福音传到雅典的时候
，when the gospel of God，
当时候雅典的人也是听一听而已。17:21。
In chapter 17, verse 27。
17:21。
17:21, when it was preached to Athens.
那你看，这雅典人跟他们那里的客人，他们说，就是把所听见的事情说说听听，当作新闻。
And the Athenians and the foreigners heard of this and treated as news.
虽然他们很敬畏鬼神。虽然他们很敬畏鬼神。
And even though they feared idols.
但是他们并不会想要来敬拜这位天上独一的神。
Yet they do not want to worship this one true God of heaven.
所以这个福音传到那边去的时候，并没有很多人得到这个恩典。
And so when the gospel was preached, not many people received this blessing.
我们就看到人的心其实从古到现在都没有变的，都一样。
And so we can see that the heart of man from the old times till now
have not changed much. 这是人顽梗变异的地方。
And men are stubborn, and it is.
我们真的是因着神的恩典拣选，我们才会认识神的。
And it is because the blessing of God is the reason why we are chosen and we
are here. 如果神没有感动我们看了再多神迹都没有用。
If God did not touch us or move us, it does not matter how many miracles and signs we have witnessed.
我们仍然是走自己的路，过自己的日子。
That we will walk our own path and live our own lives.
我们自己的个性还是一样，不会改变。
That our personalities will remain the same and will not
change. 我们所在意的还是只是眼前的好处而已。
And we will only care about what is in front of us.
所以我们从这里看到说，其实神的拣选是非常关键的。
So from here we can see that God choosing us is very important.
这些属神的百姓，他们是有福的。
That those who belong to God, His people, are blessed.
因为当神的手加在他们身上的时候
，Because when God's hand is upon them,
其实这些百姓，他们就知道是神的管教。
The people of God know that it is a chastisement.
但是这个神的手加在这外邦人身上的时候
，But when the hand of God is upon the Gentiles,
他们只知道说有灾殃了。
They only know of this disaster that's upon them.
那只是赶快想要把这个神的约柜送走就好。
And they just want to get rid of.The Ark of God.
他们并没有办法从这个灾殃当中去得到这个真正的恩典，
真正神的救恩。They cannot receive the true blessing and the true salvation from this chastisement of God.
哦，所以你看，今天我们每一个认识主耶稣的人，我们心中要充满说不尽的感谢。
So today, as Christians who know God, we should have blessings and thanksgiving.
因为是神早在创世之前拣选我们，今天我们才有机会。
Because before the beginning of time, God have chose us to be here.
好，那现在神的手我们看到了。
And now we see the hand to give His glory to Him.
我们要改变我们的心，来看到神的作为，愿意顺服神的命令。
We have to change our heart and see His doing and obey His commands.
当神的手加在人的身上的时候
，And when the hand of God is upon man,
其实是受苦的。
It is of suffering.
因为从这段历史看到。
Because from this history, we can see
神的手放得越重，这个灾殃越大。
That the heavier God put His hand upon men, the more disasters.
我们拜这位神，其实他不是偏心的。
And this God that we worship is not biased.
他是很公平的。
That He is very fair.
神的原则都不会变的。
That His principle does not change.
凡愿意尊重神荣耀的人都得福气。
That those who fear God will receive His blessings.
所以你看，他们这些非利士人呢，他们就赶快把神的荣耀、把神的约柜送回去之后，他们把荣耀归给神。
And so the Philistines they hurried and returned the ark and gave glory to God.
好了，现在换来看看以色列百姓，他们接受了这个约柜之后，他们的表现是怎么样
？And now let's look at the Israelites of how they behave after the ark was returned.
现在约柜来到了伯士麦人约书亚的田间了。
And now the ark have arrived.
第六章第十九节。
In chapter 6, verse 19.
那这些伯士麦人呢，他们说就擅观神的约柜。
And the men of Beth-Shemesh have looked into the ark of God.
那在那里，神就击杀他们70人。
And from that, God struck 50,070 men.
那时候50,000人在那里了哈，50,000人。
At this time, there are 50,000 people there.
那有可能是当时候伯士麦的人口也不一定了。
And it is possible that it is a population of that city.
那当时候，因为有人因为擅观神的约柜被击杀，他们就大大哀哭。
And because someone have looked into the ark of the Lord, they lamented and cried out.
他们那时候就说：“哇，那这位神哦，那是要怎么样呢？才能服侍他呢？”
And they said to themselves, "How can we stand before this holy God?"
因为当这个约柜送回来的时候，他们是欢呼喜的，他们是大声欢呼的。
Because when the ark first came back, they were joyful, and they were joyous that it was returned.
那但是现在，这个欢呼就变成哀哭了。
And yet this chair become this cry of
lament.
It is because they did not follow the decree of God to treat this part of God.
博士麦的这个城里面应该是利未人所住的，利未人他们知道应该是要怎么对待约柜的。
And the city of Beth Shemesh lived the Levites who know how to take care of the ark.
所以当时候第六章二十节说，谁能在神这圣洁的神面前势立呢？
And so they said, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God?
然后约柜可以从我们那里送到谁那里去呢？
And to whom shall it go up from us?
也就是说，一定要送到那个圣洁的，能够懂得神的律法，照神的吩咐来服事的人那边去。
That needs to be sent to the people who study his law and know of him.
后来就被送到基列耶林的居民那边去了。
And at the end, it was sent to a Kirjath German.
那这样子，这个约柜就送到这个地方二十年。
And so the Ark of God have been brought here for 20 years.
这个也是这个以色列百姓的这段历史里面，他们跟神的约柜分离的这段时间。
And this is a time that when the people were separated from the Ark.
约柜没有在会幕里面。
That the Ark was not in the covenant.
被放在某个人的家里去。
Not in the tabernacle. It was inside the house of someone.
那我们就看到神对待他的百姓用一样的原则。
We can see that God treat his people with the same principle.
当人不会尊重神的时候，
When men do not fear God,
神的手就交在他身上。
God's hand is upon them.
包括神的选民。
Including his chosen people.
所以你看在这里百姓所受到的刑罚甚至更重。
And that the punishment of the people were even more severe.
非利士人只是生痔疮而已。
That the Philistines had
tumors. 那约柜走了，他们就没事了。
And after the ark departed, they were fine.
但是，这是神的选民呢？
But how about the people of God?
是神直接击杀的。
That God has struck them with His own hand.
一下子就死很多人。
And that many, many people.
我们就看到说，神是轻慢不得的。
So we can see that God is a fearful God.
所以神的手是大有能力的手。
And that his hand is mighty.
圣经在提到说神他伸出他的手去攻击法老跟埃及人。
And the Bible described that God lay upon his hand on the Egyptians and the Pharaohs.
为的是要把他的百姓带出埃及。
And the purpose was to bring his people out of Egypt.
要让他们得到自由。
So that they can have freedom.
要让神的计划可以继续进行。
So that God's plan can continue.
所以神的手实际上是施恩的手。
And God's hand is a hand of grace.
为了要帮助他的百姓。
And it served the purpose of helping his people.
为了要去刑罚那个抵挡神救恩的人。
And it is to block those people who are against God.
今天我们要让神的手加在我们身上，是祝福的手。
And today we want the hand of God upon us as a hand of blessing.
我们从撒母耳记的这段历史看到，神的手实际上是有时候是很严厉的。
And from the history of 1 Samuel, we can see that sometimes God's hand can be very harsh.
可是当我们愿意把荣耀归给他，
But when we are willing to give glory to him,
我们愿意照神的方式来侍奉他的时候，
When we are willing to serve him with his will,
这个神的手就是施恩的手了。
Then his hand will be a hand of blessing.
这施恩的手实际上是让这个顺服神人可以感受到的。
And this hand of grace can be felt by those who believe in him.
所以我们在历史上看到，你看以斯拉、尼西米，他们当时都感到神的手在带领他们的旅程，从外邦地能够回到耶路撒冷去重建神的殿。
And like the prophet Ezra, we can see that how God have took care of him and brought the people back.
那可是大卫他后来当王的时候，他也感受到，哎，这个神的手，当他伸出来的时候，啊，百姓受苦了。
And when David was king, he also experienced a time when God's hand lay upon the people and disaster fell.
看历代志上的第二十一章。
And let's turn to First Chronicles.
后来，包括王本身，他们都知道。
Chapter 12.
二十一章。历代志上二十一章。
First Chronicles chapter 21.
二十一章，我们请看第十七节。
Verse 17.
当时候大卫。出于自己的骄傲呢，他去数点百姓。
From David's own pride, he numbered the people.
那这件事情让神发怒。
And this matter made God very angry.
那结果呢？就百姓就受苦。
And so the people suffered.
第十七节。
In verse 17.
大卫他悔改祷告。
David repented to God.
大卫祷告神说：“吩咐属灵百姓的不是我吗？”
Was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered?
我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？
I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed, but these sheep, what have they done?
愿主我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫给他们。
Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, and not against your people, that they should be plagued.
当时候，大卫这个错误已经有70,000个以色列人死了。
And during this time, because of his mistake, 70,000 people have died.
那时候，你看大卫他很后悔。
And at this time, he regretted.
他知道神的手攻击他。
He regretted, and he knew that God's hand was against him.
那这个时候，他就跟神祈求，求赦免。
And at this time, he prayed for forgiveness.
求神的手能够拿走，不要再继续降灾殃了。
He prayed that God's hand would not be upon them.
如果真的要刑罚的时候，就刑罚他就好了。
And if God were to punish them, to only punish his and his father's house.
当时候大卫他这个认罪悔改的心呢、啊、
？And at this time, David had a heart of repentance.
让神的手伸回来了。
And so God took back his hand.
所以当神的手伸出去的时候
，And when God's hand was upon them,
人受苦
，the people suffered.
是因为犯罪的缘故
，because they sinned.
是因为夺取的，就是不把荣耀归给神的缘故。
And because they did not give glory to God.
是因为人硬心，看到神的作为，不愿意相信的缘故。
And because the man's heart have hardened and choose not to do what is right.
怎么让神的手伸回来呢
？And so how can we have God retrieve back His hand?
就是我们愿意在神面前谦卑的认罪悔改。
It is when we are willing to repent and to repent in front of God.
求神的怜悯加在我们身上。
And to ask for His mercy.
那这个时候，神他的手。在一次就在我们身上的时候，就变成武器了。
And during this time, now God lay upon them as a hand of blessing.
哦，所以我们看到这段历史，让我们一起学到这个教训。
And so by looking into this history, let us learn as a lesson for all of us.
落在永生神的手里是非常可怕的。落在神的手里。
It is to be in the hand of this eternal God is a very fearful thing.
那个希伯来书第十章，给我们一个提醒。
And in Hebrew chapter 10, it is a reminder for us.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrew chapter 10.
第十章第三十一节。
Verse 31.
他这里提到说，我们今天如果认识神的人呢，我们就要谨慎我们自己的生活行为。
It is for us to look into our life and to be careful.
我们越认识神的人，我们就会越敬畏神。
That if you know God, you will fear Him.
我们今天因着主耶稣基督的救恩呢，我们能够站在这个恩典当中。
And because of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can stand within this grace.
我们就要好好的珍惜这个救恩。
And we need to hold on to the salvation.
在得知正道之后，不可以故意再去犯罪。
After we receive this truth, this gospel of truth, we should not go back to sin again.
哦，故意犯罪。
We should not purposely sin.
那故意犯罪的时候，是等于践踏神的儿子耶稣基督，再重新钉十字架。
If we purposely sin, it is to crucify Jesus Christ again.
亵渎神施恩的圣灵。
And it is to insult the spirit of the Holy Spirit.
最后就会遭受刑罚。
And that we will receive punishment.
那这个刑罚呢？第三十一节，他就用这个这样的一个描述来。加添我们的印象。
And in verse 31 is a reminder for us to remember this.
落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
当神的手加在人身上。
It is when the hand of God is upon man.
这个样的刑罚是我们承受不起的。
This punishment is not something we can withstand.
所以，那我们一起来向神存敬畏的心。
So let us all have a fearful heart towards God.
将荣耀归给神。
And give glory to Him.
那我们凡事都能够照着吩咐，规规矩矩来行。
And in all things to live according to His will and His command.
让神的手在我们身上成为欢呼喜乐的原因。
And when the hand of God is upon us, let it be a time of blessing and grace.
因为神他将要来保护我们。
Because God will protect us.
这个神的手是。要来引领我们
，and that His hand is to guide us，
要让我们在这个天国路上能够一直走到神所应许的永生无期里的。
It is to help us to work on this journey of faith till the end。
我们 愿主耶稣帮助带领我们。
And may God help and guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
451首。
451。
诗歌在说，我们能够藏在神那里。
And this hymn is hiding in thee.
其实就是藏在神的手下。
It is hiding under the hand of God.
你看，当神的手，他把它转成施恩的手的时候
，When the hand of God changed into the hand of grace.
本来神的手是要伸出去是要降灾祸。
When the hand of God is to give us disasters.
如果神把它转成施恩。保护的手，那就人就存活了。
And when God changes His hand, then we live and we receive grace.
我们有一姐妹，她出去旅游。
And there's a sister who went out to travel.
跑到那个山谷里面去，跟同班同学三十几个人到那个峡谷里面去玩啊，去爬山啊。
And she went into the mountains with her classmates, about 30 of them.
大学生。
They were college students.
充满光明未来的。
And they were filled with hope of the future.
1986年，小丽那时候也在大学的时候。
In 1986, I was also in college.
那时候就听到那个意外，一个姐妹碰到那个意外。
And then I heard of this accident that happened to the sister.
他们一群同学 走去这个瀑布，看完之后要回城，要回到他们的他们坐车的地方，要回家了。
When she and her classmates went to the waterfall, and on their way of returning back,
突然之间那个落石就来了，那个山谷落石。
The rocks from the mountain have fell upon them.
那个很高的山上，这个大巨大的石头都崩下来了。
From a very high place, and on the mountain, a very large rock has fallen.
其实他们就已经快要走到他们那个停车的地方了。
And they were almost there to the car.
只是听到这个轰隆巨响的声音了，都还来不及反应了。
They heard a loud rumbling sound, and they didn't even have time to react.
在那个很危险的时候。
And during that dangerous moment,
他感觉到有一只手把他很急速的从他所站的地方把他拉到后面的那个岩石盘穴里面去。
She felt there was a very quick hand grabbed her toward safety.
就在那个瞬间，那个石头就落下来了。
And at the moment when that happened, the rock fell.
他就被神的手把他拉到一个安全的地方，他存活了。
And God's hand have taken her to a safer place, and she lived.
半个小时之后
，half hour later，
当一切都平静了。
When everything calmed down，
那时候真的是崩山碎石的时候。
When everything has fallen，
到处都是哀嚎的声音。
And there were sound of cries。
那一次死了三十几个学生。
And at that time, about 30 of her classmates have died。
有很多人受伤。
Many people were wounded。
这位姐妹就被神保守了。
And yet the sister was being taken care of by God。
神的手在她身上。
And that God's hand was upon her。
让她得到平安了。
And that she received peace。
所以神真的是在照顾我们的神。
So God is truly a God that takes care of us.
我们一定要愿意来敬拜这位真神。
And that we have to be willing to worship this God.
他应该有荣耀归给他。
That glory belongs to him.
照他的吩咐来做。
And to live according to his command.
当他告诉我们说我们要遵守安息日，我们把安息日分别为圣的时候。
When he says to keep the Sabbath and make it holy.
在这一天我们把世上的工作放下来。
That on this day we are to put down the burdens of the world.
不用去担心我们的生活。
That we are not to worry about our
lives. 我们需要我们的天父是知道的。
Whatever we need, God, our heavenly Father already knows.
当我们愿意来遵守神他的命令的时候。
And when we are willing to follow His command.
神的手就加在我们身上。
His hand will be upon us.
但是这次神的加在身上是祝福的手。
But this time is a hand of blessing.
愿我们都能够得到神这些祝福，他所应许的恩典。
May all of us receive blessings and His promises.
能够感受到我们的神真的是爱我们的。
And that we can truly experience that God loves us.
值得我们依靠的。
And that He is worthy and for us to rely on.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let us pray together.
祷告结束的副歌就是唱146首。
And after the prayer, we'll sing the refrain one of 146.
那我们彼此代祷，求主耶稣加添我们信心。
Let us pray for each other and ask God to give us faith.
为明天的安息日的聚会祷告。
And pray for tomorrow's service.
弟兄姐妹都能够在安息日的时候真的加添信心，建立信仰更坚固。
That all of us will be given with faith and strengthen our faith on a holy Sabbath day.
继续为在尔湾的神学班祷告。
And please continue to pray for the holy work at Irvine Church.
剩下明天跟星期天的半天的训练。
And guide the whole day tomorrow and Sunday.
在神的祝福底下，现在一切都很顺利。
And that under the grace of God, everything will go smoothly.
现在同心的祷告。
Now let us pray together.